Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard a Sports Overnight America edition. Well into a Thursday and into a Friday morning here as we talk the world of sports here, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy and celebrate responsibly. All right, a historic night in Major League Baseball as we carry through the night with scores, interviews, highlights, as we always do. But we'll be putting wraps on, you know, Giants, Cardinals in a historic. I can't read enough. I can't honestly talk. I could do a whole hour on this. Just reading the history today, I hadn't a clue. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I did. I thought I knew a little bit about the Negro Leagues and some of the stuff, but Rick Woodfield, San Francisco Giants, St. Louis Cardinals. I'm sorry, that is appointment TV. You read the history. A year ago on this very day, it was announced that the Juneteenth holiday would be symbolized and pretty much celebrated by Major League Baseball with this game tonight between the Cardinals and Giants. And they played a minor league game the other night. And during that game, Montgomery taking on Birmingham in a Southern League AA game, the passing of Willie Mays was announced. I mean, it's enough to give you goosebumps. I mean, he is hometown, state of Alabama. I thought he was born in Mobile. I'm going to look it up here. I've just been reading just article after article here. And I, like I said, I could do the whole show. I really could. It's so fascinating. The history of this stadium, which to this day is still utilized by the city of Birmingham for high school championships, the aforementioned minor league. Miles College has used it. The Pirates used to train there, and the Phillies train there. It's just amazing. And the question I had, did Michael Jordan ever play a game there? You know, he played in that Southern League. Did he ever play? Just something that crossed my mind, and I haven't been able to ascertain that. But the history of that facility, the history of the franchise, and again, the passing of Willie Mays is just amazing on how this has all come together. So we'll spend some moments on that. We got Rick Carter talking puck as we get ready for Edmonton and Florida tomorrow night in Edmonton in what will be Game 6. We're coming back on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We are presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. Our good shout out to Rocket Mortgage folks up in Detroit. Hey, Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 down towards your closing costs, right? And further, our buddies out in the New England region with the Mercedes-Benz Group, as they're celebrating the big Celtic celebration tomorrow, where they've closed schools in Boston. They're expecting a record crowd. They say it will be bigger than any of the Patriots crowds, which I'm like, really? Wow. But, you know, listen, New England's a six-state area. It really is. So, yeah. And then you got 100-degree heat. I don't want to be an alarmist. I just hope there's no violence and trouble. I worry about that. Heat index up near 100, a parade, City Hall Plaza, duck boats. Come on, Boston. You know, you want to talk about Boston strong. We went through the bombing at the marathon. I remember being on the air when that took place. That was just riveting and horrible. And after the win on Monday night, they couldn't have been more well-behaved. I mean, there was isolated incidents up at North Station, in and around the Boston area, South Seaport, some, but relatively, I mean, any Friday or Saturday night in any major city, you're going to have issues, nothing. But I just worry about this parade. I do. I worry, and I don't want to jinx it, but I do worry about it. We'll see. Listen, New England, do it right. For the life of me, I don't want to go off on some political rant. I want to stay on point here. But honestly, don't you just think that it's the craziest thing when cities win championships? Why do cars get turned over? Cars get burned. People get shot. People get, you know, if not killed, there's just terrible. I just, for the life of me, I can't get my head around it. I just can't. And I know the city is, like I said, they're shutting schools down in advance of this. They've got all sorts of extra security. I don't even think they should have it. 100-degree heat. Are you kidding me? Yeah, people, you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people. The alcohol consumption is going to be crazy. Listen, it's not one of these things where I want to come on the air Friday into a Saturday and say, boy, I told you so. But I tell you, I worry about this. I really do. So anyways, I'll let it go with that. J.J. Redick, before I get into some of the things we're going to talk about, Rick Carter coming up to really, I'm excited about this NHL Stanley Cup Finals. I'm into it now. Now you got my attention. It was 3-0. I was snoozing. I was taking a double dip. I was sleeping through the Celtics-Mavericks disaster. Which turned out to be what we expected, right? Boston in five, you know, we thought maybe six. We were hoping for seven and some real excitement. Didn't happen. Now we got Connor David, Dreisaitl and Hyman. Stuart Skinner all of a sudden has put on his Superman's cape between the pipes. Look out. This is, and it's in Edmonton, Alberta at the Rogers Center tomorrow night. I mean, wake me up and let me enjoy a Friday and hunker down for that game Friday night. I am absolutely into it, and I think we might be headed for seven. And you know what they say, in a seven-game series, anything can happen. Make no mistake, anything can happen. All right, J.J. Redick, Lakers. Listen, Hurley turned down $70 million, allegedly 6 years. How does Redick feel? He got a four-year deal, obviously less money, less tenure. I don't know where to go with this. This is another talking head. This comes out of the Mark Jackson page. This comes out of the Van Gundy TV to coaching, coaching to TV. Listen, I mean, the green room for an appearance on the NBA's biggest stage happens to be in Bristol, Connecticut at the Worldwide Leader, right? ESPN. This is where you warm up for your coaching, or this is where you go after you get fired. This is where you sit back in the incubator and you wait for your name to get called again. I don't know. And I texted our pal and our NBA and college basketball analyst, Mike Jaminski. But, you know, I thought about it. How stupid could I be? What I, and I'll read the text to you. How about this? I send the text to him and I said, hey, G-Man, wondering what your opinion is on Redick getting the L.A. Laker job. I'm dying to know. Shoot me a text. He has not responded. That was an hour and a half ago. You know why? He's a Dookie guy. And maybe silence is as loud as he's screaming that he doesn't like the hire. I just don't know. The Lakers, so the point is this. The Lakers job, they say, is as stressful as the Notre Dame job. It's as stressful as any of the highest profile jobs, stressful as the Dallas Cowboys. You know, this is what we do in sports. We make crazy, outrageous. I don't know how pressure cooker it is. The coach there to me is a player coach. It's LeBron James. He hired Redick. You know, you can tell me about Pelinka, the former Michigan Wolverine. He was on that great Final Four team with, Glenn Rice and that whole crew back in the day, 89. Pelinka was a bench warmer at Michigan. He's been a really kind of a languishing, kind of a Johnny, just the hangers-on executive, Jeannie Buss for some reason. I don't know whether – I don't know what he's got on her or whatever. Pelinka would have been fired at every other organization. Everyone, especially with the expectations in L.A., Pelinka holds on to his job. All right, so that's a head-scratcher, number one. And then number two, don't sit here and pee down our back and telling us it's raining when Redick was – he wasn't even choice number two. I mean, he really wasn't. You can say, well, you know, yeah, they wanted Hurley, and then they went right, you know, a week later or, you know, 10 days later, they went out and got J.J. Redick. I mean, they interviewed. I mean, I heard Borrego was the guy they really wanted. And LeBron swung the swing vote, and as only LeBron can do. And he basically said, that's our guy. That's my guy. And guess who they hired? So, you know, LeBron at an aging 39, 40 years old, still he's running the show there. I don't know. What do I know? He's never coached a lick, and now you give him the Laker job. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't to me. Now, I mean, that's just my opinion. Hey, Redick might turn into coach of the year. And listen, I was killing Joe Mazzulla. And don't look now. Joe Mazzulla is getting fit for a NBA championship ring. So what do I know? So take what I say with a grain of salt. My gut tells me the Redick hiring is a reach. It's assuaged and it's keeping Mr. LeBron James happy. He's wielding the power. He's calling the shots there. And listen, the Lakers, more than any other franchise that I can recall in any sport, this is a place where star players get coaches fired. It's Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead fired. Magic Johnson was a epic coach killer, just a coach killer. If Magic didn't like you, you were in trouble. He got assistants fired. He got players waived. He ran the Lakers. You could sit here and try to tell me it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Worthy or it was this and that. No, no. Magic Johnson ran the Lakers way back when he called the shots. And that's just the way it is. And LeBron's taken a just not only a page, not even chapter. He's taking page, chapter, and verse right out of the Magic Johnson playbook. So, listen, you know, I don't want to denigrate J.J. Redick. Seems like a nice guy. I enjoy his work on TV. But he has to realize you weren't the second choice. You're the third choice, maybe. And then, listen, you got hired by LeBron, and be careful, because if you sleep with a dog, and I'm not calling LeBron a dog, so maybe I got to reword this. But you know what the old saying is? Hey, you know, you sleep with someone that can get you in trouble, you're going to get fleas. And that's the bottom line. It just, to me, it's just a very odd hiring. I would expect a veteran coach. But then I will make this argument. They've tried the veteran coach. They've tried it. I mean, they've gone with veteran coaches. How'd that work out? Darvin Ham, again, was another one handpicked by LeBron. And guess what? They went to LeBron and said, hey, what do you think about Ham? He said, well, I don't know. But he gave him the dreaded, non-committal vote of confidence. 3 days later, Darvin Ham got handed a pink slip and a check and said, adios, good luck in Milwaukee as an assistant. So anyways, that's just kind of the big stories of the day. And then I just think this situation tonight in Birmingham is just going to be fascinating television. I just do. I think this is great television. You know, Willie Mays, you know, a couple days ago, we lose arguably the greatest player of all time. I mean, again, you look at the numbers, but you hear people saying he didn't have to teach him anything about baseball. He instinctively, intuitively knew it. So we'll spend some time later on in the hour to do that. But Rick Carter coming up next. We're going to get things thought out on ice. Edmonton and Florida tomorrow night. We're coming back on Sports Byline. I'll be
rolling through. You be sipping on your drink and then you roll it through. You a bad little chicken, yeah, you know the move. You just want some friction, let me take control of you. Yeah, you shell shot, your body rock. You cold with it. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, talking the world of sports as we roll on towards a sports weekend. And we love going to Chicago for our buddy Rick Carter. He along and Brock Hines do a great job chronicling hockey. And we are finalizing Emily Kaplan. I know I let Brock know about that. Former intern at the Boston Globe, working the ice. We're hoping tomorrow's the day, but it's game night. And if not, maybe Saturday night, and then we'll, you know, Heinze's probably going to say, I don't think so. I got plans with Lori on Saturday night, so we might have to move it to next week and maybe wrap up the NHL. Who knows? We'll see. I don't know. I think we might be headed for a game seven. Let's get Mr. Kater in here. Mr. Kater, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm into this series. I'm a front runner. What can I tell you? At 3-0, I was yawning. I am pumped up, Rick. Give me a summation. How did the Oilers go from 3-0 down now to coming home and with a legitimate shot? Because they won 16 straight during the regular season. Four straight is nearly a hiccup. Where do you want to go with Edmonton? How'd they get here? Let's hear.
Well, I think that, you know, anytime you take a look at a series and you know, and two fairly evenly matched teams, one goes up 3-0. I see that as more of an aberration, you know, a little bit of a revert to the mean. And I think that's really what we've seen here. It's, you know, these games are so close, and you cannot, I don't know that I could justify it being a 3-0 lead, but you know what? Guess what? We're here. I'm excited. We're back. We're three games to two. We're back to Edmonton. I'm excited, but I want to remind you that I've almost hit this whole postseason on the head, and I've got the Panthers in six, and I'm sticking with it.
Ah, well, yeah, you're a buzz killer. You're a buzz killer. I'll say it right now. You're a buzz killer. And hold on a minute. Close. What are you talking about? Last Saturday, I turned on. I was doing the show live during Saturday night. It was 1-0. I took a break. I got a cup of coffee. I came back, and it was 8-1. What are you talking about? Close.
Well,
and that was unbelievable. But I know what you're saying. Yeah. I'm kind of poking you here a little bit.
Yeah.
But
no,
I mean, seriously, 8-1. I mean, Bobrovsky all of a sudden was just. I mean, I don't get it, Rick. So you all right? So let me. All right, you got Florida winning Friday night. You winning the cup 4-2.
Yep,
Rick. The old adage is, it's easy to win three. Not easy, but, you know, you get to three. Why is that fourth win in a best of seven so damn hard? And this might be a classic example. Maybe Exhibit A.
Yeah.
That last
yeah.
one, that clincher, is very difficult. You played the game. Why is that?
Well, I think anytime, you know, you take a look at one game away from the Stanley Cup winner versus Stanley Cup contender, You hold that stick a little bit tighter. You press a little bit. You know, if not for, I mean, whoever thought that the Panthers would give up two shorties against only one power play goal? You know, we talked about those special teams being in Edmonton's favor, and man, has hit really hit home here the last couple games for sure.
No doubt, and you know, you're right about that. That stick gets a little heavier. Your hands get a little sweatier under those gloves. The other thing, too, Rick, is I think when you're one win away, any mistake you make gets magnified. They tend to grow. You know, you give up a shorthanded goal, all of a sudden you give up two. You know, you miss a one-timer right in front of the net. We saw that, and all of a sudden that stick and that puck look so small. It's just crazy. Is that what it is, though? Is it in the pressure of trying to get that clincher, that just your mistakes or your failing to convert tends to get magnified? Is that fair? Let's hear.
Well, the one thing I see in this series is the Panthers you know, when they go up 3-0, all of a sudden they've got no pressure on them. Now they start taking stupid penalties. They get away from their game. They're not physical at all. They give up shorthanded goals, and you know they've let their own game get in their way, and that's going to, you can't do that against Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, the cast of characters over there. You just cannot do that. And you know, we talk about revert to the mean. I mean, you know, it's you can't hold those guys off the score sheet forever. And look what's happened.
Yeah, it's amazing. Talking to Rick Carter here, I want to go. You and Brock Hines have done a great job. You've been great. I mean, I'll give you, and now you got Florida, Mr. Buzzkill Rick Carter from Chicago.
Listen, I'm all about the buzz and also being a buzzkill. But I think Edmonton's going to be super excited. And if things don't go their way in, say, the first period, That's when the Panthers can grind you down. And I think you saw the last two periods in last game, they outshot them, I think, 24-10 or something like that.
Yeah, these numbers are crazy. I mean, they're absolutely crazy. Getting Rick Carter with us. All right, give us the ebb and flow of Friday night. How do you see it going? Why is it going to be Florida? Is it going to be an early lead and then Edmonton starts to press? They're going to have to take that crowd out of it. That, I mean, I'll say one thing, and I want to make sure I don't forget to say this. I love those Edmonton fans. Oh, my Lord. They were down the night they lost 4-3. They were down 4-1. I thought they were ahead when I turned the TV on. Those fans are leather-lunged. They don't give up. They're a extremely knowledgeable fan base. I listen to some sports radio. I tuned in out of Edmonton. That city is crazy. They are nuts. I love the fans. So Rogers Center is certainly going to be noisy, but kind of give us the ebb and flow as you crystal ball game six, Florida Edmonton tomorrow night. Go ahead.
You know what? Every game right now has been fairly high scoring. So I think they're going to tighten things down here, and I see a Panthers victory squeaking one out 2-1. Bobrovsky gets the Conn Smythe. Well, actually, I think you could still go to Connor McDavid because he's broken records. But I see it as a tight scoring game versus what we've seen, and I think that's where Florida can grind them out in a game like that.
All right, I'm going to go the other way, not just to make it good sports radio. It's good anyways. No, I'm just kidding.
Sure.
I'm going to make it better than good. I'm going to make this great sports radio. I'm going to say Edmonton rises to the octave of the home leather-lunged fans. I think the city, I think the building is going to absolutely wobble literally is going to wobble on its foundation. That building is going to be electric. It's going to be too much. 3-2 in overtime. The Oilers win it Friday night, setting up a game seven.
If that happens... I'll be honest with you, if that happens...
Yeah, go ahead. If that happens, what about game seven?
I'm not going to be upset.
No, I know you won't be upset, but okay, then tell me about game seven back at, back down in Sunrise, Florida. It's 3-3. You were on the cusp of clinching. You want to talk about tight helmets, tight gloves, and tight skates and sticks and everything else. What happens if it is 3-3? What happens
then?
Oh, man,
I have no idea. I wish I know. I mean, I'm hoping for it, quite honestly. I hope you're right. I think you're wrong. And I just – but a game seven back in Florida, whew, I have no idea, honestly. No clue. It's anybody's game. And at that point in time, you almost have to put your money on the best player in the world, Connor McDavid, to do something special. And think of him coming back from a 3-0 deficit, and he comes back with a special game. It just cements him as a folk hero forever.
Well, it just be, I don't know. I'm into it now. I never thought this series would really circle back and be this entertaining. That is appointment television tomorrow. And if we do, knock on wood, get a game seven, man, bring it on.
When I saw the basketball, how boring that was, and then 3-0, I was like, oh man, this is terrible. But now I'm loving it right now. It's so exciting.
You know, I got to get you and my buddy Brock Hines together, man. He did UMass hockey for some 31, 32 years out there. He sends me a text every single night. Boy, the NBA is terrible. He loved that play. Did you see Tkachuk make that save on the empty netter? Did you happen to see that?
Unbelievable.
And then Brock Hines says to me, Rick, well, you never see a player like that hustle like that in the NBA. And you know what the sad thing is? He's right. I mean, Tkachuk, that was unbelievable, the hustle that guy put out there. Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I like is that Tkachuk's finally found his game. So I think maybe this is what has created it. And I think maybe you see something special in the last two games here where you see two of the best teams in the world going punch for punch, and may the best team win, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Just roll the puck out there and let's see. I'm really looking forward to it. All right, one more thing on Edmonton, and then I want to ask you a Chicago sports thing because I'm really bummed out. I flew through O'Hare out to Boston, through O'Hare, going from Dallas back to New England, and then to get back to Iowa. I guess what I want to know, Rick, is this. Is Skinner, I mean, is he just bound to have a bad game, and then you're right, they lose it in six? Is Skinner the way that the Panthers are going to get it done, just by beating him?
Well, I don't know. As I said before, I think it's a tight-scoring game. I think both goalies stand on their head, and I think that they just squeak one out, and I think that Edmonton pulls the goaltender, and it just finishes in a flurry of just great saves and people throwing their bodies in the line of fire.
You got it. I don't have time to ask you about the White Sox, Cubs, the Bears, and the Blackhawks. I'm going to let you go. I love you. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Good job.
Marty, have a great one. You're the best.
You too. Rick Carter and Brock Hines, they do outstanding work on this network. We're grateful for them. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned. Sports Overnight.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, cruising along here on a Thursday into a Friday here at Sports Overnight America. Mortgage Terrell again, Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing cost. And want to again thank the great folks who helped us with the NBA Finals and all our friends and crazies, the Mercedes-Benz folks. And it was great. It really was. Highlight, obviously, the championship. Low light was just the heat in Dallas and those poor people down in Texas. They had all sorts of storms and power outages, and we had internet issues and streaming issues. It was just a grind. Oh my God. I'll give you a little travelogue. I don't mind Dallas. I really don't. I mean, I've seen, some other Mavericks games in 2011. We saw the championship 2011 or 12, one of those 2 years. Anyways, LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Haslam and that Heat team against the Mavs, and the Mavs won the championship with Dirk, and it was great. It was really, really exciting, and it was great to see Dallas celebrate, something other than, a Cowboys Super Bowl. It was unbelievable. And to see Cuban, 13 years ago in his youthful exuberance get so jacked up, he was so much fun to be around. And the post-game interviews with Mark Cuban, excuse me, were just a lot of fun. Dallas is just a monster city. We stayed on Mockingbird, West Mockingbird, and then to get to American Airlines Arena, piece of cake, until you got 3 blocks from the arena. Oh, my God. Then you realize, why on earth these downtown arenas? That's crazy. I mean, in Boston, they had it right. I mean, right off 93, right off Astoro Drive, you got Staniford, you got Causeway. It's now Legends Way. You've got Longfellow where, you park, and then you just scoot down Causeway Street, boom, right by Banners and all the, and they've built up the garden. Listen, the outside of the old Boston Garden was scary. It was dark. It reminds me of the old Stockyard walk up to Kemper Arena in Kansas City. Back in the day when Bird and those guys played and we were kids, it was, you knew it was a train station first and then a basketball and hockey facility second. Now it's glorious the way they've built up with bars and restaurants and, just all the amenities that you want. And you see it everywhere, right? What have they done outside Philadelphia? They've done the same thing. What have they done in Kansas City outside the Sprint Center, which is now T-Mobile? I don't think Sprint's in existence anymore. It's got gobbled up by T-Mobile. Here's what I'll tell you. What they've done in that power and light district area in Kansas City is second to none. And there's talking about similar stuff going on over in the sports complex, the Truman Sports Complex in Kansas City, between Arrowhead and Royal Stadium, Kauffman Stadium. We'll see what they do. But this is the trend. Foxborough, same thing. And now with all these major events, I mean, here comes the – right now we're going through what? Euro 2024, and we've given that a lot of coverage, and I'll throw a few opinions out. I watched today more than I wanted to because I was busy, but then, I had people saying, hey, look at these games. Look at this goal by Denmark. Denmark's going to – is going to have a huge upset over England here today. Well, it didn't happen, 1-1 tie. And then Italy – I was pulling for the Italians today, but Spain held them off 1-0. But I want to get back to, we've got, Euro 2024 going on in Germany. Obviously, you've got the soccer here in the United States. And I didn't realize that Copa runs for a month, a full month. Wow. And Messi tonight in action, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta. And I guess the guys that are, obviously playing for their country, taking a little break from MLS into Miami, because I know Miami, I think, played last night, and there's no Messi, so I would assume Dom would know that, falling out of bed in the morning. Me, on the other hand, I got to research it and do some roll up my sleeves grunt work. This is what I'm going to say, though. These stadiums and these this World Cup, and I know I'm way ahead of myself, but it's topical right now. This 2026 World Cup is going to be something. I got a taste of it way back in 94. It was Italy and Ireland at the Meadowlands back then, Meadowlands Stadium, home of the Giants. And, you know, just insane was my first indoctrination to it, to sit there and look at the fans, burning flags. You want to talk about hoodlums, painted faces, tailgating, which made an NFL tailgating situation look like a JV game. I've never seen anything like it. And then the action inside of the Meadowlands was just nuts. It was just absolutely crazy. And I think, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, position myself as this huge soccer fan. I'm coming around, and I feel like I'm part of a huge, huge legion of primarily older men and maybe older women in this country that soccer has got traction. And I said this the other day, and we ran out of time to talk about it, but it has gained tremendous amount of girth with the consuming public, the media coverage. You know, I don't want to sit here and sound like a spokesperson for ESPN, but the coverage that they're providing for Euro 2024, in my opinion, and there's always people that are going to complain about it, it's unbelievable. And while these games are going on, you get inside soccer chat rooms. I'm astonished. Now, I don't know where these people are. They could clearly be out of the country. But the knowledge and the fact that these players, I struggle pronouncing 90% of the names. But I'll tell you right now, you're seeing some athleticism. And we referenced this the other night with Nico Bifsas, who will be with us hopefully tomorrow and again on the weekend edition, as we'll really recap, I think, what, the first full week of Euro 2024. I'm just sitting back here watching this and listening and learning, and it is just incredible. These goals we're seeing, the goaltending, the strategy, I hadn't a clue. You know, I was one of those that, you know, and in a way, in both a good and bad character trait, I'd go with the masses when they were killing it because they're saying, who watches it? It's 1-0. There's no scoring. It's short-sighted. It's short-sighted. You kind of have to, and this almost sounds a little snooty, but you almost have to forget about goal scoring. Watch how the strategy unfolds. Watch how they handle things. Watch how they set up plays. Watch how they set up for corners and, heaven forbid, penalty kicks. I don't know if there's anything more exciting than mano-a-mano. And I watched it this past spring and over the winter months in the English Premier League on Saturday and Sunday on USA Network. Watched it like a fiend. And what I loved about it was games that were decided literally on a penalty kick. And there was a few of them. Not a lot, but probably two or three, maybe four. Oh, my Lord. And then to see a stone-cold stifling by the goaltender – accurately guessing on which way the ball was going on the penalty kick blew me away. And how about this one? Late in the season, one of the last games of the year, how about this? And I've never seen this before. But in this particular English Premier League game, okay, penalty kick, legit call. I mean, legit call, takedown, not a flop, a legitimate penalty kick transpires. You're sitting there and you're just going, wow. You're just going, wow. Goaltender accurately predicts that the ball's going to his left and the striker or the shooter to his right. And the goaltender jumped. Actually, it was straight on. I'm sorry. It was straight on. I got it mixed up with another one. But listen to this. He comes out. He leaps in the air. He's trying to go top shelf. And the goaltender gets his hands on it. The ball spins. It's a save. It's a save. The game's staying 0-0 or 1-1, whatever it was. Guess what? Backspin hits the ground and spins back into the net. I'm like, holy smokes. This is unbelievable. And we see it too in hockey with the rolling pucks, you know, the baffling biscuit as the puck bounces weird. Well, the soccer ball can too. I don't know. but I'm into it. And will I look in tonight? No, because it's night one. Maybe I'll dip into Messi a little bit, but I want to see what's going on in Birmingham. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting night. Those announcers, I think, are going to be great. I think they're going to pay an amazing, amazing tribute to the life and times of Willie Mays. And it's almost eerie, folks, when you think about it. This game was planned 1 year ago from today. 1 year ago. It's like, and now, okay, and you planned it with, obviously, the Juneteenth celebration, federal holiday yesterday. And now you're paying homage to the Negro Baseball League. And Willie Mays dies on June 18th, the very day that Montgomery and Birmingham are playing a Southern League game at Rickwood. You sit here and how can you make this stuff up? So I think these announcers tonight on Fox are going to have did I say ESPN earlier? If I did, I apologize. Fox has got the telecast. To me, that's appointment television. 100% appointment television. I love it. You know, and you recall a couple of weeks ago, we had a very, very, I think, contentious, statement. The Negro League statistics should never be immersed and combined with the major leagues. I had a guy locally tell me, I can't believe they're doing this. This is ridiculous. Josh Gibson only played in Little League fields and stuff like this. Look, you know what? I'm glad they did it, and here's why. It ends the stupid debate. The only more tired, worn, just to me, just dripping with boredom argument, there was two. The statistical analysis between the Negro Leagues and Major League Baseball, I get sick of hearing about it. Okay? I'm glad they enjoined him. It's great. And the other one is Pete Rose and his lifetime ban. I mean, Pete or the Hall of Fame. He should be in. He's not. But, I mean, to this day, anytime, and, of course, now we got gambling scandals left and right everywhere in sports. We got it in baseball. We got it in basketball. Got all sorts of messes out there, which is no surprise. Shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. And then the Pete Rose thing comes up. Major League Baseball say, of course they're hypocrites. Of course they are. Wait, you're surprised? I'm not. And you shouldn't be. And, yeah, he belongs in. But, can that argument just go away? It's, we're going back to, what, 94, 93? 91, I don't know, is it 92? Million years ago. But it's still to this day gets people going, gets people all riled up. It just makes my head hurt. It really does. All right, so that tonight, San Francisco and St. Louis, the Giants. Again, a year ago this was planned. The history of this field and this stadium. You can tell me, and I'm in Iowa, and I get asked about it all the time, Dyersville, Field of Dreams. I love the movie. I love Costner in that movie. James Earl Jones, great movie. Major League Baseball playing a game in a cornfield in Iowa doesn't do much for me. White Sox come in, the Yankees come in. It just doesn't do much for me, and I know that's a very anti-Iowa thing to say, and the tourism people here in Iowa obviously puff their chest out when it comes to that because of the movie and because they play a game there. To me, it was a one-off. It should have just been one and done and forget it. And now if they're going to make it an annual thing, it's just brutal. What isn't brutal is what they're doing tonight in Birmingham, Alabama. And I hope they do this every year. You can tell me about Williamsport and the Little League stuff. It was cute. That's a one-off. This should absolutely, absolutely be an annual thing. As long as that stadium's around and that city is standing, I say I'm all for it. I don't know, call it the Willie Mays Classic because, man, oh, man, between he and Aaron and those other black players, man, oh, man, they gave us so much to be excited about. And Jackie Robinson, of course. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. What we're streaming, what we're screaming about. Thank you, WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, Fairfield County, Westchester County, New York, 1490. Bob Small, Operations Manager, thank you for the affiliation. They carry Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, Atlanta. There, little Marty Balin here, Atlanta lady. And tonight it'll be, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mercedes-Benz. We got some Copa soccer tonight. But I'll tell you what we do have tonight. We got, again, Giants, Cardinals, look forward to it. And then, you know, waiting's the hardest part, right? Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, because it could be heartbreaking for Edmonton. They're going to rue the day they fell down 3-0. But you heard our hockey analyst, Rick Carter, say he likes Florida. I don't see it, man. I think Edmonton's going to take it to 7. I would love it. I don't want the season to end. Listen, I as much as I'm glad the Celtics and, you know, being a lifelong Celtics fan, won their 18th championship, I would have loved to seen 6 or 7 games to see. I mean, that's what you want in sports, right? It's why we watch. You know, we want, you like those storylines. You like the historical perspectives and, you know, records being set and stuff like that. That's what makes it all, excuse me, as great as it is in this country. Some of the sporting events we have and some of the accomplishments are great. And I love it in terms of soccer in the world stage right now going on with Euro 2024. And Fox is just remarkable. And like I said, I got to give the four-letter network ESPN all the credit in the world, because they're giving us great coverage and we're getting great analysis. And it just makes me not spin the calendar head. You start to get to my age, or get to, you know, you get up over 60, you start saying, oh man, here we go. You know, you're starting to get on the back nine of life. But that World Cup in 2026, 3 countries, think about that: United States, Canada, and Mexico. That'll be a first. Foxborough, I want to say Soldier Field, SoFi. I want to say Dallas, Fort Worth, speak of the devil. So, going to be exciting times. Dominic Jimenez, thank you so much as always. Thank you, interns. How about the 2 interns doing the updates? They got me listening. Excellent job out of you guys. We appreciate it. Stay with us after the news, or the update, rather, at the top of the hour. More sports talk here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.